Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. This is Islam, an insight into the world's fastest growing religion by Fahd Salim Bahammam. Islamic dietary laws. The first question those exploring Islam usually ask is, why does Islam prohibit the consumption of alcohol and pork? To answer this question, an important clarification must be made. The Quran allows Muslims everything on earth for their own benefit and categorically states that Allah has created everything on the earth for human benefit and this is found in chapter 2 verse 29. This includes, of course, food and drink. Thus, everything is permissible for human consumption, with the exception of anything the Quran considers unlawful due to its innate impurity, that is hazardous to health, or intoxicates and clouds the mind. Perhaps you will be interested in learning about the prohibition of pork and alcohol in Islam. Perhaps you will be interested in learning about the prohibition of pork and alcohol in Islam. Pork. The Quran explicitly declares the flesh of pigs forbidden, even though the pig was not known to the Arabs at the time the Quran was revealed. Some people are amazed of this prohibition and even criticize it, even though this pertains not only to Muslims but also to the Jews, whose sacred book, the Old Testament, clearly declares it forbidden. Surprisingly, however, numerous theologians have proved beyond any doubt that pork is also forbidden in Christianity, as evidenced by clear texts in the New Testament, which have been subjected to a great deal of corruption and distortion. You may see, for instance, Mark chapter 5, verses 11 to 13, Matthew chapter 67, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Why should God not test us by forbidding us certain types of foods after allowing us to consume most of them? Indeed, God does so to test our faith and our obedience to Him, just as He tested Adam, peace be upon him, by forbidding him to eat from a certain tree after allowing him all types of food in paradise. Why should God not test us by forbidding us to consume certain types of foods after allowing us to consume most of them? God generally does so to test our faith and our obedience to Him, just as He tested Adam, peace be upon him, by forbidding him to eat from a certain tree after allowing him all types of food in paradise. Intoxicants. One of the most important policies which governments have adopted is to combat epidemics and diseases that destroy human life. Strict laws and regulations have been imposed to protect people's health and lives. Any defect in this respect is bound to lead to serious detrimental effects on both the individual and society. It is rather shocking to learn about the detrimental effects of alcohol revealed by well-documented studies, such as the study conducted by Oxford University and published in Nature Journal on 15 March 2010, and the Global Status Report on Alcohol and Health Analyses published by World Health Organization, WHO, on 11 February 2011. According to this study, alcohol leads to more deaths worldwide than the combined mortality rates of AIDS, tuberculosis, and violence, and that the mortality rates from alcohol is almost three times higher than that from all wars, genocide, and terrorist acts in the same year. Here are some figures that have been confirmed by this study, and WHO reports, which is World Health Organization. Globally, 320,000 young people aged from 15 to 29 years die annually from alcohol-related causes, accounting for 9% of all deaths in that age group. An American study showed that some 700,000 university students are assaulted each year by other students who have been heavily drinking. A report released in 2001 showed that 80% of violent crime committed by young people in Estonia has been linked to alcohol abuse. Alcohol is implicated in 1/4 of all homicides globally. All WHO statements and reports, all World Health Organization statements and reports call on all states to take strict measures to reduce or prevent the daily alcohol-fueled tragedies. In one single year in Great Britain alone, almost 1 million violent crimes were alcohol-related, and around half of all violent crime was considered alcohol-related by victims. Nearly 7 million attendances at hospital accident and emergency services are estimated to be alcohol related at a cost of around 650 million British pounds sterling per year to the taxpayer. Overall, the total cost of alcohol related crime and disorder to the taxpayer are estimated to be 8 to 13 billion pounds per year. How does the Quran deal with alcoholic beverages? Islam did not wait for the reports of the World Health Organization to find out about the harmful effects of alcohol on the individual and society, because Allah, the creator of humankind, knows what works best for their lives and society. Islam came to the Arabs at a time when they were hardly sober and when alcohol in all its types provided the greatest and the worthiest of all pleasures and amusements. Indeed, Arabs praised wine drinking, boasted about it, and did whatever it took to obtain it. The Quran treats the matter in a very logical and objective manner. While it recognizes the very few benefits of alcohol, stating that it may offer those who consume it temporary pleasure and relief from distress and depression, it draws their attention to its psychological, behavioral, and health risks on the individual and society. The Quran says, "They ask you about drinking and gambling," meaning drinking alcohol. "Say, there is great harm and sin in both. Although they have some benefit for people." Quran chapter 2, verse 219. The Quran further stresses its prohibition in another verse, stating that it is an abomination devised by Satan to sow enmity and hatred amongst the faithful and to turn them away from their duties and responsibilities. In response to the divine command in the verse prohibiting intoxicants, "Will you not then abstain from them?" Quran chapter 5 verses 90 and 91, Muslims poured out all alcoholic drinks they had left onto the Medina streets, repentantly saying, "We will indeed abstain from them." Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah.